Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it shows that a majority of Americans do not favor socialism, but I think what is notable is that 40% do. Ron Fauché joins us now, political analyst, president of Claris Research Group. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time with us. So, historically, are Americans becoming more, is socialism becoming more acceptable to them and something they would actually consider? And if that's the case, why do you think that's happening?
Well, I think that is the case, but there's some caveats to that. This poll asked, would some form of socialism be a good thing? And the idea being that it's not that people want socialism that has government controlling the means of production, but the pollsters also found that you know, there's a changing perception of what socialism means, and some of these perceptions are actually not so accurate. And more people now see socialism as social equality than something, you know, involving controlling the means of production. So it's a little more complex than it might seem because of the way they ask the question. But the bottom line is, there is a surprisingly high number of people who are open to some form of socialism.
Is that fueled by, and when you say people being equal socially, I presume that means in terms of income somewhat?
Well, it could be anything. It could be race. It could be gender. It could be income, sexual orientation, any number of things.
So when it comes to income disparity in this country, about which we've heard so much, does that enter into this at all with high CEO compensation and board members, golden parachutes, all that?
Yes, very much so. I think you're hitting the nail on the head there, because a lot of people view socialism as a way to get rid of income inequality, where, you know, a CEO is making $100 million a year, and then you have other people barely making the minimum wage. And those kinds of stories, I think, have had an effect on quite a few voters in this country, particularly younger voters, and millennial voters are more open to socialism than older voters are. And certainly many more Democrats are open to some form of socialism than would be Republicans.
We'll delve a little deeper into that when we come back. Ron Fauché, political analyst, president of Claris Research Group. 40% of Americans say they would favor socialism, but as Ron is saying, maybe a lot of people don't really have, or there's not a common definition for that. A lot of people think it's what they think it is. Back in a flash, you have any comments, we'll take them at 870-870. Text them in, and I will pass them along to Ron. 940, back in a flash, WWL. 946, 14 before 10, in case you're just tuning in. Another broken water main. This time eastbound on Claiborne. Matter of fact, Claiborne Avenue is shut down between Mistletoe and Leonidas, and we're checking to see about boiled water advisories, etc., but we've not heard anything from the Sewerage and Water Board. Ron Fauché, our guest, a political analyst, president of Claris Research Group, and a new Gallup poll finds that 4 in 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism, and as Ron pointed out, that some form, it's very two important words in that. So, Ron, before we went to the break, you were talking about socialism and as it related to age groups, and if we could drill down on that a little bit.
Well, generally speaking, the younger people in this country, and I'm talking about millennials and younger, tend to be more liberal, tend to be more open to socialism than older age groups are. And that's been true, and other polls have been showing that as well.
Is this about maybe millennials and you know, there's so many groups, Ron, but millennials, Generation Xers, Zs, whatever they are, that it's going to be increasingly more difficult for them to achieve or better the lifestyle that their parents had. And as a result, they're saying, wait a minute, we got to do something different.
Well, I think that is certainly part of it. Also, what's part of it is you have to keep in mind that the financial collapse in 2008 occurred 11 years ago now. So many of these people had that happen when they were, you know, sort of age to know what's going on in the world, but still very young. So that had a big impact on them. And in many ways, a lot of people lost confidence in the economy, the free market economy, when that happened. And that's what certainly what the polls show.
Whenever we have a conversation about health care reform, it seems to me like it always comes down to, if it's working for me, there's nothing wrong with it. Don't tamper with it. However, if it's not working for you, then you want to see something change. Is that pretty much what we're talking about here?
Well, I think it is. And, you know, the other thing that we're talking about is that people have very different perceptions of not only what socialism is, but what kind of economic system the United States now has. You know, this same poll showed that more people think that the United States has a government-controlled economy than it has a free market economy. And that there's about 25% in the middle who think it's a mix of the two, which to some extent is probably correct. But so that there are a lot of different perceptions, surprisingly enough, of where they think things are and what they think these words mean.
Ron, I appreciate your time. I really do. Real quick, somebody texted this in, and I find it interesting. The country has a federal minimum wage. Why not a federal maximum wage as well, limiting the amount of money that can be paid to any individual and position? The owners could then funnel that money back into the company and give, I guess they're not talking about publicly traded companies, I don't know, and give everybody a raise where they rightfully feel they belong. Are we kind of, and I don't mean this against the texter, but as a country, do a lot of us understand the economy and how it works and think we have ideas or somebody for whom the system is not working that just can't ever come into being?
Well, I do think that's the case to some extent, but a lot of the news stories that we read about the massive amounts of money that some people are making these days and the struggle of the middle class and the working middle class right now, those things are true, you know. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of Democrats running for president this time are talking about taxing the rich, because the polls show that people favor that. Now, they favor it when you're talking about rich, meaning people who are making tens of millions of dollars, not people who are making $150,000. But there is a perception there that the economy isn't fair.
Ron, I appreciate your time as always. Ron Fauché, political analyst, president of Claris Research Group. I saw a comic bit one time, a comedian on one of these networks, saying doing a mock interview with a CEO that was coming in. And the interview went something like, well, we like your credentials. How much will you need to work here? And the guy says, $48 million. And he says, why am I going to pay you $48 million? And the guy says, because I'm going to save you money. We'll be back. WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.